Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of the Pool Guy Show. Today I'm going to be talking to Carolyn DeBrell of Service Industry News. She's the publisher and owner. So we're going to go over some of the aspects of the Service Industry News publication for you. This week's podcast is brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have your parts delivered right to your door. Also, the podcast is brought to you by the Riptide Pool Vacuum System. You can learn more about the Riptide at www.riptidevac.com. Riptide is a great way to get large debris off the bottom of a pool. So if you service a pool in an area where you get a lot of wind or heavy debris on the bottom, the Riptide will definitely speed up your day and get you through your route a lot quicker. The Service Industry News has been around for 31 years. It's a publication directly made for those in the pool service industry. So I'm joined today by Carolyn DeBrell, owner and publisher of Service Industry News. How are you doing today, Carolyn?
I'm doing great, David. You can call me Carrie.
Okay. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about Service Industry News?
Sure. Let's see. It is a 31-year-old newspaper. The intent of the paper was to bring some professionalism to the industry for pool and spa service professionals. The typical service person way back when would always refer to themselves as the pool guy, or their customers would refer to them as the pool guy. And we sort of wanted to put a different face to the profession that service professionals have. And so the paper is built all around education for that purpose, to bring some professionalism to the industry that otherwise might not have existed way back when.
That's great. So let's say that you're a pool service professional and you want to subscribe to the Service Industry News. How would they get a subscription to the newspaper?
They can call us, they can go online, or they can meet us at trade shows. We're at every single trade show. We certainly were this year.
Okay. So, and can you go over the rates of the subscription for the listener?
Absolutely. We sell subscriptions for 1, 2, or 3 years, and the prices currently are $15 for a 1 year, $36 for a 2 year, and $40 for a 3 year. And that pricing should seem a little weird. We're trying to inspire people to subscribe for 3 years. And so the 3 year subscription is actually 3 years plus 1 free year. So it's 4 years, which is why it's $40.
Okay, so that would be the best deal, I think, the $40 subscription for 4 years.
Yeah, it is. It covers our postage just barely, but that's okay. We are not trying to create income from our subscribers.
Okay, and so I should ask, you can mail the publication to all 50 states?
Yes, we are nationwide. Our circulation currently is 10,000.
Okay, so you have 10,000 people that receive the newspaper?
Mm-hmm, 10,000 readers.
So can you go over some of the benefits? Let's say that you're just getting into the industry, or even if you've been in for a long time, and someone picks up your newspaper, what would be the benefit of subscribing?
Yeah, the benefit, there's several. The biggest benefit is anything that a service professional would want to know about that's happening in the country, we are probably including that in the issue that they're holding. So whether it's about new educational opportunities that are available, we always publish the educational opportunities for the whole country, classes that are offered by organizations, professional trade organizations, such as certified pool operator classes and spa operator classes. We offer all of the class listings across the country for that. And then our technical articles, we have an editorial calendar that we follow, trying to address every aspect of the industry that a service professional would need to know about. So from heaters and repair to chemicals and the correct parameters, all of those topics we are addressing throughout the entire year. And then finally, any news item that might be relevant to a service professional, they could probably find out about it through us. So new regulations, regardless of where, or the removal of regulations, we would probably have something that's covering that aspect of the industry in each of our issues as well.
And so can you go over a little bit about the staff that's on Service Industry News?
Sure. The managing editor, her name is Marcelle Dubrow, and she comes to us. She is my sister, but she also has her own credentials inside of why would we want somebody like her. She's a PhD chemist, and that's a rare thing to have in the aquatics industry from a publishing point of view. We're very fortunate to have somebody like her that can go over the chemical parameters that we're supposed to both know and maintain for the safety levels of pools. And so that's Marcel. She's the managing editor. Doug Walsh, he's been with the paper since pretty much day one, and he's the editor of the paper, and we're very fortunate to have kept him. He was around way back when the paper first started, so evidently it's still working for him, otherwise he'd probably be long gone. But his background is all in journalism. He's our journalist person. And then myself, I have a degree in economics, and I am currently teaching economics at the college level, and in addition to running the paper, and I am also the publisher of Service Industry News. And then Lisa Lacey, she comes to us also from the history point of view of the paper. Her background is with the newspaper. She's the manager of all advertising and basically sales, advertising and sales. So she does the circulation for the classified sections and all of our very dedicated and loyal advertisers that we have created. They all come from Lisa Lacey. So, and then we also have on staff Diane Dubrow is her name, and she does all of our association circulation membership. And what that means is that she goes out and talks to trade associations and their chapters to try to generate group subscriptions instead of individual subscriptions. There's no deal in terms of price. It's the same price, but chapters that have funded the educational portion of their groups are very well received by their trade association. Definite winner for the associations to offer that as part of their packages. And Diane does that for us. In her spare time, she is a fifth grade elementary school teacher here in Southern California. Everybody's very busy. And then lastly, the writer of the product release section of the paper, her background is in English, and her name is Jeanette Dubrow, and she does all of the features for any new product. And so if anybody out there listening has products that aren't necessarily new, well, they're new to somebody, and Jeanette can pretty much write anything, so send that to her. And that's our staff.
Okay, and I was going to ask, since you mentioned the advertising, I know that you're a newspaper, so mm-hmm. If let's say there's a company that wants to get an ad featured in, of course it's going to go out to 10,000 subscribers right there, so they would just contact you and they can purchase ad space?
Actually, they would contact Lisa Lacey, but yes, you can buy space in every issue or just one issue or run a classified ad in every issue. We fund our entire enterprise through advertising. So,
and I notice when I read the paper myself, it's written at a level that's pretty good. It's not like dumbed down for the industry.
That's largely due to Marcel, but that's correct. The intelligent level of what these guys are out there performing requires not necessarily easy to disseminate information. So it can't be dumbed down, perhaps.
So let's say the listener wants to go on to find more information about Service Industry News. You want to give out your website?
Yes, our website is www.serviceindustrynews.net.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with the listeners?
We hope you subscribe, and we love what we do, and we hope you love what we do as well.
And so the paper, when I first got into the industry, it looks about the same as it does now.
Yeah, that's an important feature to newspapers that, as a newbie, 10 years ago, I didn't know that, but Doug definitely corrected all of my mistakes before I accidentally implemented any of them, and that was one of them. You can't change the face of something that has worked and call that a good idea. It's a bad idea. People, especially newspaper fans, are accustomed to a certain format, and once that format changes, it's, you know, Coca-Cola does it best when they change their formula. That didn't go very well either.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, too, since if you're a subscriber, you also get a PDF format issue emailed to you, right?
Yes, you can get the digital version of the paper emailed directly to you. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then the paper comes out every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks. Well, it comes out twice a month, so yes.
Okay, so bi-monthly?
Yes.
You went over the newspaper pretty well for the listeners here, and I think they should be encouraged to subscribe with all the information that's contained in it. So I really thank you for your time.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, and I'll see you at the next trade show coming up here.
Yeah, the Western show. Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'll be there.
That's great.
Okay, I'll see you there.
See you there, and I'll give you a free t-shirt.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
So to subscribe to the Service Industry News, you can go to their website, www.serviceindustrynews.net, and then just click on the left-hand side where it says Online Store. Once you click that, you can click on the first tab, which is Orders and Subscriptions. That'll open up the page where you can subscribe for 1 year at $15, 2 years at $36, or 3 years at $40. So I have the latest edition of the Service Industry News here in front of me. On the cover, there's an article on the Western Pool Show celebrating its 40th anniversary. Then on page 6, there's an article on the resurging drought fears in California. So if you service pools in California, it's definitely a must-read article on all the things you have to be prepared for as we head back into another drought. Then on page 8, there's a couple articles on lawsuits. One is about a man who was awarded $7.5 million for falling into a partially filled hot tub at a resort. And since this is the issue that's tied in to the Western Pool Show, there's a large section here listing all the exhibitors in alphabetical order with a brief description of each company and what booth they're in. This is actually a great resource if you're going to the show. You can see how the publication will feature a lot of different aspects of the industry. And right now, since we're in the pool show season here in California, there's a big article in the big section on the Western Pool Show. And near the back of the publication is the March and April Education Opportunity Calendar. So this is the list of all the CPO classes starting in Alabama, going all the way through California, Georgia. Let me flip the page here. We have New Jersey, North Carolina, all the states in between. And it takes you all the way through Texas, Utah, and Wisconsin. And it lists all the class days and dates for you and the cities that they're going to be held in. And in this edition's horror file, there's a photo of an equipment pad where all the pipes are being held together by duct tape. It's actually a pretty interesting photo, and all the equipment is on little shimmies to kind of level it all out. So you can see there's a little bit of everything in the publication for those in the service industry. So if you're currently in the service industry, or if you're thinking about becoming a pool service professional, I definitely would recommend subscribing to the publication. There are a lot of great articles every 2 weeks that come out in it that will help you with your pool route, also help you with other aspects of the business. You can also learn about different manufacturers that advertise in the magazine for their particular products that will help you on your pool route. So it covers the whole spectrum of the service industry for you in one publication. And the reason why I wanted to feature the Service Industry News in this podcast is to point out another great resource if you're in the industry and you're looking for information that will help you with your pool route and maintenance. I definitely would recommend this particular publication. Also, there's a list of classes that we were talking about in the publication in your area to help you get your CPO certification or any other training that may be in your area at the time. Also for the trade shows, they do a big publication there with all the different exhibitors listed. So there's a lot of great things in the service industry news. And for the price of the publication, it's definitely worth the subscription. Such a low cost to get this much information. This is a great way to kind of find out information firsthand and kind of get educated just through the articles you're going to read here. And the articles are very well written and they're very in-depth and they cover a lot of different topics in the service industry. And what I really like personally about the publication are the ads that are in publication for the manufacturers. I always find something new when I'm flipping through the service industry news, when I'm looking at the different ads. For example, in this last issue, there's a company in here called PoolandSpaParts.net. And what they do is they have the schematics or the cutaways of different pool equipment, like a pool pump. And you can see the part numbers without having to actually flip through a catalog that you may carry in your truck. So it's an easy way to find specific parts for the pool equipment out there. So I would have never found this particular company if it wasn't for the service industry news with their ad in there. So that's, you know, just one of the things that I really like about publication is the advertisements in there showing off the new products in the industry. So it's definitely worth the money to subscribe to the service industry news. And again, you get an electronic copy sent to your email inbox every 2 weeks when the publication comes out. So that's also a great little feature too, that you have the electronic copy on your device or tablet. And if you're looking for the resources that I offer, I have an ebook available on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. It's sold for a low price of $9.99, and this covers everything from chemistry to automatic cleaners to repairs or anything that you may need help, further help with. I even have a section on pool service, basic starting list of all the equipment that you're going to need to start a pool service, and a section on general liability insurance. So a lot of the ebook is also geared towards the service industry, and I would definitely recommend picking up a copy of that. I think at $9.99 is a real bargain. And if you need further one-on-one help, I have a Patreon site. You can also find a link to this site on my website. And the Patreon site, you can join at different levels. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time for answers to questions you may have. And for $20 a month, you can text me and also call me directly in real time. Also, you'll get invited to a group me app, which has about 50 pool service guys and gals in there. So you can post a question there also, and we can help you with that and answer it over there. You'll also get a free copy of my ebook, and you're also going to get a 10% off your general liability insurance through SPPA. So definitely take advantage of the resources that I offer you online. And as I pointed out in this podcast, there are other great resources out there besides my site. You can get the service industry news, and you can learn a lot about the different aspects of the pool service industry in there and check out the new products offered by the manufacturers. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.